The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, you motherfuckers? Happy fucking New Year. God. Sylvie's gone.
Somebody's excited.
It is the first Unhinged of 2023. So Meller is in with us since Sylvie is vacationing in Mexico.
Talk about gratuitous swearing.
What's up, you crazy cocksuckers?
There you go.
Rat bastards.
Every time he's joined us, he has veered into the almost unsayable word.
Listen, I was told the whole point of this was to make people uncomfortable.
Yes.
We have a new producer in there who I think probably just shit his shorts.
Yeah, listen.
That's Kale. He's the new guy.
New man. You build 1,000 bridges, they don't call you a bridge builder. They call you an architect. You suck one cock, you're a cocksucker.
Come on, dude.
What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Let's take it easy.
I'm trying to keep this all fucking above board. You guys are out here.
Oh, are you really?
Welcome to 2023, everybody.
With a joke like that, I mean,
a bunch of fucking peckerheads.
Oh, we've all heard that joke.
Right.
Oh, we've all heard it.
Well, boys, well, welcome in. Happy New Year.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. What's on everybody's mind since we're not allowed to talk sports? I mean, I got some sports thoughts.
We save those
for our day parts, our normal day parts. But we could talk about whatever the fuck you guys want to talk about.
Anybody doing anything exciting over the holidays? I'm one of these idiots that didn't go anywhere. I stayed in town and froze my ass off.
I was in Mexico for a week, and we were glad to.
It was before the holidays, though.
Yeah, we were there the week before, and we came back the day that the storm hit, like that night. I mean, we went from, and this is not an exaggeration, we went from 84 degrees
so beautiful.
To 4.
Yeah.
I mean, in the span of five hours.
Probably minus 30 with a wind chill.
It was crazy.
We had this swing in a week where it went from minus 20 with the wind chill on that Buffalo Bears game on that Saturday. That was Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, and then it was Christmas
Eve. 6 days later, it was 60 degrees. What it was fuck? A swing of 80 degrees in the same city in 7 days.
It's crazy. And, even the weather the last few days hasn't been so bad. You know what I dread, though, this time of year? And I fucking hate that we're, like, just sort of settling into it. Now the holidays are over. At least we have the NFL season to, like the playoffs.
You got to let your liver get back to normal.
I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in 5 days, 4 days. Yeah, and I
won't.
What's
wrong with you?
No, I got to dry out a little
Why?
Bit. After
well, I think that
way
is
too much drinking in
okay,
December.
Okay, I get it, but I think that I is drink. such an overrated.
I didn't drink yesterday.
I don't know, man. I think
one
like,
day.
I didn't drink yesterday, so it's one day.
I think my liver needs a reset. This is one of those things where it's you making yourself feel better about yourself.
So here's my theory. Rather than going a dry January, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I won't go dry. I mean, I'll have a drink or two.
I prefer just to cut the Coke out and go straight to the hard stuff. Scotch.
Yeah, there you go.
I had some Macallan 12 the other
Excellent.
Day.
Really? But one. You just have one.
Are you talking about the Coke, like Coca-Cola? The lines or Coca-Cola?
No.
Dry January. Cut out the Coke.
You can't see Johnny on booger sugar.
No way. No chance. That would happen. My heart would blow up. I know that already. We're not even going to play games, okay?
Mushrooms only.
Point is that rather than go dry January, I'm doing a dry soda January where I'm not drinking the bad
stuff. Taking the sugar out.
Taking the sugars out. No Sprites, none of that. None of the juices, none of that.
That's good at least. Get the sugar out.
Honestly, just straight to the heart.
If you're someone who consumes soda and you want to get a healthier diet, the easiest thing you can do is remove soda from your diet. And everything else you can keep. But that, just removing that simple thing from your diet.
I mean, breakfast, I know people like to fast, and they like to intermittently fast, and everybody wants to do this, but now I make it a point every day either to hard-boil some eggs or do something. I want to have a solid breakfast to start out the day. I want my body, when it starts processing foods, not to go after my proteins. I want my proteins there. If you start the day and you're fasting, you don't, your body will attack your muscles to get its protein.
I think that's whether old you like school it. Thinking.
Nah, it's not.
I don't know. Nah. I don't think science backs that up anymore.
Should we call Danny Zetterman?
No, we shouldn't. That's crazy old school thinking.
I'm just saying.
But it is. I think that's old
science. But I mean, I'm not cutting wheat bread out. I'm eating bread. I'm not cutting out carbs. I'm not doing anything crazy.
I'm just suggesting that you do you. I guess it's the best way. You do you is a good philosophy for me. But I think the dry January is hocus pocus. I just do.
Well, I agree. You know, it's like I had just.
Well, listen, if you're going to go back to drinking 7 drinks a day on Feb 1, yeah, then that's like that's kind of ridiculous. Yes, I would agree, but
right.
I
how much drinking did you do that you have to punish yourself to the point of? So did I, but
I'm
you
not
know what
lie,
you do?
I did a lot. I mean,
but
I
get out of Carm. I get out of holiday drinking mode and get into
normal
day
drinking mode. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm using
normal
this week,
day drinking mode.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like
using this week to reset. And then by Saturday night, the reset will be over because we are going out to dinner with a few friends.
Saturday.
I mean, I'll have like a full week off, and then it's sort of back to the normal drinking calendar instead of the what I did over the final 3 weeks of December.
That's
drinking
more,
calendar because it was out of control.
That's more reasonable.
Yeah.
It's the people that go, I'm in a dry January because I'm going to do it. Like, listen. You know what? You're just going to get back to your hardcore ways in February. That 1 month ain't helping you.
Drunk fuck.
I'm trying to cut the soda out.
January 3rd.
That's a good move. That's a better move, cutting your soda.
Smarter move.
Today's the drink. No. It was January 2nd, the holiday, the Monday we had
off. Monday
was
the holiday, yeah.
Had some neighborhood friends over with their kids, Puyallas and the Villarreals. And the Puyallas are
dry January.
Yeah. As Magdalena finished 2 bottles of wine at my house telling us about the dry January.
Did she, like, but it doesn't start until the holidays over?
No, because the party was happening at our house that night, so she wasn't going to start then.
Well, we'll start dry January on Jan 3,
it's
conveniently.
It's the flimsiest of crutches of all time, in my humble opinion. Again, and koozies. You know how I feel about a koozie. If you need a koozie, you're not drinking your beer.
Yes. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Do you guys do the resolution thing, New Year's resolution thing?
Not at all.
I played the game with the family. The family got together. You know, we had a dinner. Like, our whole family was together.
You humored them.
Person.
Do you know what I told him? I said, I'm going to try to, I think what I said was, what did I say? I'm going to try to be more tolerant of certain issues.
Yeah.
Because, like, my house is a little high-strung right now because they're planning a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a daughter who's in college who may be looking to transfer from she's at to
it's
a different school. Yeah.
It's all stressful.
There's some, you know, there's some you know,
all
stuff.
All the credit's transfer. That's
of course, she got a 3.7 her first semester.
It's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That is a good philosophy, Carm, right? That's more tolerant of everybody except the fucking Dutch.
Except the Dutch, yeah. The two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Hey,
so is she the smartest of the Waddle girls?
She's got, yes. She's got the best GPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And when I say smartest, she's academically with the best GPA.
Correct, yes.
Because you may have some wise daughters.
Well, I would say at the age of 19 and having the benefit of watching... My oldest will be 30 later this month.
Right, so the three of them.
My next one's 27.
Yeah. Isn't Leah's birthday today?
My third one's 25 today.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram. Yeah. Happy birthday, Leah.
Leah, she's 25. But my youngest has had the benefit of watching all of them.
All the mistakes they've made.
Make mistakes, fuck stuff up, and then... Well,
the youngest, especially with the bigger family, they're usually the most well-adjusted because of that, aren't they?
They should be.
See the mistakes of the older ones and that kind of thing, yeah. You have... A 30-year-old.
30-year-old in the 17th of this month.
Isn't that crazy, man?
And she's getting married.
Wow. God bless.
Did the kids ever catch you guys, you and Cara, going at it?
I don't think so.
Did you ever state, let the girl watch?
Let the girl watch. No, we didn't. We never stated
that. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus.
It is my favorite line from recent months from Johnny.
How come it can never go the other way? Let the boy watch. But it can't be let the girl watch. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm sure when the kids were younger.
I don't think either is really appropriate these days.
I don't think so either.
In a society where we strive for equality, why would you never say, let the girl watch?
The problem is if the kids ever did kind of hear it, they're not going to tell you.
No.
I mean, it's too uncomfortable of a subject.
Do you ever hear your parents getting after it when you were a kid?
My sister on my mom one time. She could only see my mom. She couldn't see my dad. But then she saw my dad's legs.
Oh, boy.
Boy,
there's nothing more uncomfortable than talking about your parents having sex.
It's nasty.
Oh, boy.
Sweet
beans. What are you talking about, my mom? What?
No, the entire concept of your parents.
Jeez, what's going on?
Fornicating and having coitus.
Yeah,
it's just
quite fornicating there. Look like there's some conilingus going on.
How do you say that in Croatian?
And again, I don't know. Again, my sister walked in on it. I never walked in on it. What'd she say?
She's scarred.
Let the girl walk.
That's what your dad said.
It reminds me of
that was actually an impression of his mom, actually.
Yeah.
There's a mouthful. I know it's unhinged. I don't know. Sometimes I'm still worried about how dirty we can get and the kind of jokes we can tell. I don't know if we're crossing any line here today. But.
I think this is just a personal barrier. If Johnny's okay with it, everyone should be okay
with it. That's true. It's a personal barrier. That's true.
Yeah. But it reminds me of...
My dad had a mouthful.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Line of the year. It's early, I know, but I got to think that one lives all the way through December of 2020.
That one might live on for the entire month. That should be the new motto of the show, maybe.
My mom,
even,
if she ever listens to this, she'll be mad at me.
I hope my parents never listen to this. I don't think so.
She can't. I barely operate the phone.
I don't think my dad knows how long in anything.
Yeah, that dialing you up on the ESPN Chicago app?
No.
I actually prefer if they never heard this.
I think when my mom sends a text, she's still got to hit like 2-3 times.
Yeah.
You get to see.
So no resolution for you either?
No.
Nothing?
What are we doing? Am I a child?
I don't make one either. Feel like you make them, they're broke
Staying
by the end
away
of
from
then.
The soda is my thing then. So if I made a resolution.
That's a healthy conscious
stay away
choice,
from the
though.
Soda. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I think it's all about trying to make yourself feel better about
like
things.
Drinking,
you know what? You know? Yeah. Don't be an asshole. Be a decent person.
Day, when I'm out,
speak into your mic, please.
I'm going to have one. I'm sorry. I'm relaxing. This thing needs to be able to go back and forth with me.
He needs a boom mic. He needs somebody holding a boom mic that just moves with him as he sways in his chair.
That's boom right. Boom mic Bob.
I'm physically uncomfortable.
No, I mean, you need a headset with an attached mic. So
I understand.
You can...
But I'm saying I'm moving and I'm doing
like
this
because
I'm uncomfortable. My elbows hurt. My wrists are hurting. My hips are in pain.
My body. I don't know if it's because the snow came or that the weather dropped or that the bear.
Is it feeling better
or
no?
No, it hurts like a fucker.
Yeah.
You guys really have to be in pain. My body hurts, let alone these guys who played the beating
in the
stretch. NFL.
I
stretch every day.
I was telling Waddle, my hips, every once in a while, and I got to stretch, man.
You're a skier too, right?
I snowboard. I don't ski.
Oh, you don't board? You
no,
ski.
I snowboard.
Okay.
So
kids
it's not
ski?
As,
but you still participate.
Don't snowboard? Is that right? The kids
are
skiers,
right? They ski because...
Why do you snowboard instead of
I
skiing?
So my wife started... She was skiing when she was little. I picked up snowboarding when I met her when I was like 22 years old. Mm. So it was like, do I want skis or snowboards? I just gravitated towards the snowboard.
Yeah.
So I've been snowboarding since
then. She's a shredder.
And my kids, though, started on skis. The problem is like once they're at a high enough level where you don't really want to waste your time learning how to snowboard because they're essentially, you're going down for the most part the same mountains, the same terrain generally. So they're so good at skiing, they don't really want to learn how to board.
You're not going on the double blacks, you know, if you've never snowboarded with a snowboard.
No.
Exactly.
So you're going to the top in Aspen or, you know, wherever.
Breckenridge.
The Ridge.
Yeah.
The Breck. The Ridge, baby.
Yeah, when he's in St. Moritz, you know, and they're going up the whatchamacallits.
But you guys,
the gondolier,
top of the mountain.
What are they?
Yeah.
The gondola.
Yeah. Gondola.
The gondola.
Mm-hmm. That takes gondolier's the guy that's
that's the guy
your boat, right?
Italy. You got to go to the Alps. You got to go to Austria.
Swiss
you
Alps. Really
that'd be cool.
If you're doing some skiing, you got to go to the Alps.
That would be pretty cool.
Right now, my wife is busy each weekend driving my son to the UP in Michigan or other places.
That's not a short drive.
She's taking on 7-hour drives.
That's crazy. Every weekend?
It's every other weekend, different mountains.
How soon before she uses the corporate plane?
The problem is there's no, we're talking really small airports to get into places.
Yeah, that's true.
So the reality is that
if you're taking
an
8-seater King Air, not that bad.
Yeah, but unfortunately we don't have access to the, wheels
to the
up.
8-seater.
Yeah, not yet anyway. So.
Give me your badges.
Yeah.
Soon enough,
John,
my friend.
That's John Elway. I say all the time, I told Sylvie this, when I watch that commercial, I always think of Sylvie and Mason, because Mason's like the smartest kid on the planet, he's such a diehard sports fan. When I watch that Badgett commercial where the father and the son are trying to fly somewhere and then the plane won't work or whatever, and John Elway says, come on, get on the plane with me. I'm like, I said to Sylvia, I said, that's you,
that's,
and Mason.
That's it.
Yeah, Mason's, like, he's really into it. He's the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
No, I know.
Like, he's totally
What about Bronco?
Invested. No, I don't. I think Braxton, I think.
He's more like play. He likes to play.
He likes to play.
Yeah.
But I don't think
he's a participant.
Yeah. I mean, like, Mason,
I'm telling
Mason
you, Mason can call a game today.
I know. It's
and
crazy.
And know all of the players and their stats and everything.
It's crazy. Yeah. My son doesn't fucking watch. The only thing he watches are stupid YouTube highlights.
Oh, really?
Or YouTubers telling him how to do something, right?
Well, that too. But, like, all of his knowledge about the NBA is basically from
generation.
YouTube. And, you know, so he watches.
So,
like,
he doesn't watch games?
No. Doesn't he watches, watch- like, Shaq highlights, Mutombo, and, you know, like, block montages. I mean, so he knows who Mutombo is, but he doesn't know who fucking.
Well, here's the thing, though.
But he doesn't know who.
Josh Allen is.
Yeah, he probably knows Josh Allen. He doesn't know who Rudy Gobert is, but he'll tell you about Mutombo. You know, he knows, like, Tatum and Luka because I think they hear those names a lot, and he sees the jerseys. And but his only thing comes from watching YouTube. Highlight packages on YouTube. He won't sit down and watch
guys
a game
from the 90s.
Yes,
but think about it. It's packaged to you. If we grew up in this era, we wouldn't be doing anything differently.
Probably right.
like why are you going to spend 2 hours watching a game where there's a lot of downtime when you have all the greatest highlights available
to you? I don't know.
I think
there's still kids that are dialed in to whether it's football or basketball or baseball that do watch it on conventional forums.
Mason's one of them. There are some.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I definitely think a lot, it's definitely consumed in a different way than it's ever been.
Well, it's hard to get anybody, an adult or a child, to sit down for three straight hours and stay focused.
We've talked about watching baseball. I mean, if I'm not scrolling Twitter while I'm watching baseball, I have a hard time staying focused on the baseball game the entire time.
I do too, and like baseball. We're old school baseball fans.
I'm just saying,
it still
like,
gets hard. I know.
If I got trouble sleeping, I turn a baseball game on. Yeah. I'm asleep within 10 minutes.
I think just that's the case with anything that's
MLB
not soccer.
Package.
Listen, I will tell you this. I watched the juniors.
I did too. Yeah. I watched a lot. I didn't watch all of it.
I didn't watch a lot of it either. I watched a lot of it. But I'm telling you, I could even go to a baseball game while I'm there
and fall asleep,
enjoying myself, and my eyes will shut.
I know they will.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen.
Which I'm not. I don't care. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I don't mind the fact that when I watch baseball, I know it's going to be a slow, kind of deliberate walk. I don't
it's
need
like
all
watching
that.
A snail cross,
which is
sand.
Fine, but at least I know what I'm going to get. All I don't want to see is guys picking their nuts, readjusting their batting gloves. If you can get a pitch every 15 seconds and you can cut out some of the downtime or whatever it is.
Well, the pitch clock's coming next year.
Yeah.
We got pitch clock. Or this year.
That's the only part.
We got pitch clock.
When I sit down to watch baseball, I know it's not going to be fast paced. So, like, buyer beware. If you're sitting down to watch a baseball game and you're going to get upset that it's going at a slow pace and it's boring, well, you should have sat and watched it.
I agree with that in principle or in theory, but the game has gotten really slow.
And that's why they need the pitch clock and all that other
slow
stuff.
Because, lack of contact, so many strikeouts.
It's gotten really slow.
They would benefit from a red zone channel.
Yes.
And watching baseball
with
the red zone channel.
They kind of have one. It's the strike zone. It's
MLB.com does that?
It's just, No. The MLB package on DirecTV.
If I can watch and just watch the scoring.
Yeah.
It does, but I'm telling you, it's not the same. It's just football.
We're out here in San Diego. San Diego's taking on the Dodgers. We got a man on second and third with one out. You know.
But football, it's, you can't.
Well, football's great.
Because it's so made for TV, it's perfect.
Football's great.
Whoever, who
I'm trying to make baseball better right now. So let's not use football.
Johnny
Dudley,
I don't think it works.
You know,
it's on top of Mount Olympus.
I think the problem is too. Baseball is so provincial, right?
It
really is about watching your team on a day in and day out basis. Carm and I
are so many fucking.
I really care about the Mariners.
We're the crazy people who are like watching the Padres or the Dodgers.
But I care about the Seahawks.
Yes, because
when they're competitive.
Well, of course.
Right. But I don't care about the Texans. I don't care what the Texans are doing.
But you still care about 20 teams in the league.
I care about Pierce.
You care about your
Pierce.
Fantasy.
I still play him. I the only guy still play. You and me are still playing fantasy football.
That's the truth. I mean, that's the real driver behind why everybody is insanely into
the
league. It's gambling and it's fantasy.
Right,
gambling
we're all limbo right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how many different leagues have not been able to decide a champion
it's weird, right? I mean, how are they handling that?
Well, listen, the way
Oz are going for this week's game.
Oh, is that right?
So both players that are involved, and it's Mixon and it's another guy.
Burrow,
maybe it's the
Mixon,
Bills' defense. Yeah.
So they'll
but
just
for our championship game, because I have Burrow.
What Eric was talking about, most leagues have given commissioners the option, like, you can adjust it, right? But basically what ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, all the major sites are doing is they're waiting to see if this game is completed, which I think is very unlikely at this point.
It seems like it.
And so if that's the case, the way I think it's going to default is basically you're going to get whatever they played, the 10 minutes that they actually played, which is minimal, right, for fantasy purposes.
Sure.
And then it's just those people are going to be out of luck, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Or if you can be proactive about it, which I would recommend, if you can have the Bengals players, the Bills players that were in rosters, just take their points, let them play this week.
And just put like,
but that's
week,
something man. You have to basically right. adjust manually.
Oh boy, do I have to go in and check my son's fantasy league that I got suckered into being the commissioner for? I didn't even think about it.
The question I had was, who does anyone know who was the mind behind the red zone? Like, who was Fred Gaudelli or whatever his name is?
No.
Because that was just brilliant.
It's brilliant. Everything they've done with TV over the years has been, like, it's just, it's perfect, you know? It's why the league is so popular.
I never
popular.
Thought that stupid camera over the top was ever going to be a good idea,
awesome.
But it is awesome.
It's yeah. awesome.
Or like another angle.
Think about, did you guys catch the Packers kick returner, his touchdown? They had the perfect view of the overhead this past weekend against the Vikings. Against the Vikings. Yeah, it was like it was a great shot.
Yeah. It's the best. It really is.
On kickoffs, especially because if you get one that's broken for a long touchdown.
It's just a great TV sport, and it's like there's not a lot of, when you think about it. We talked about this I think a few weeks ago before the holidays. Eric, remember when somebody did the how much actual action there is in a football game? It's like a minute and 40 seconds. I mean, it's like, it's insane.
No, it's more. It's 7 minutes.
I thought it was seven or 8 minutes. Okay, I remember
it's
it always
being.
It's
about 5 to 6 seconds
it's like
of play.
7 minutes of
each side gets 70 plays. Yeah. Include the special teams plays.
It takes 3 hours to watch, and there's 7 minutes of action, and we love it.
Yes.
And we can't get enough of it.
You're not bothered by it.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
I believe that's why my son Alex, when he started playing soccer, and he was really into football, watching football, then he went to go play football. And he couldn't, it was so slow because of the huddle up fact, huddling and everything. He just couldn't adjust. He was always used to running, playing soccer on the field. He was like, I hate this. This is ridiculous. Why are we always stopping? He just couldn't adjust to it.
It's weird how we view these things. So a lot of people, soccer's boring because there's no action. There's tons more action in soccer.
Well, there's constant running.
Or tons more action in hockey than there is. Tons. Yeah. They don't score as much. That's the problem.
Right.
There's so much more action in a hockey game than there is in a football game.
Well,
it's
there's
not
no
funny.
Downtime in hockey.
The none. It just it
the
moves
puck goes
so
out
fast.
Of the, you know, out of the rink. But
it moves so fast.
Yeah.
Even the stoppages move fast.
Yeah.
And like hockey and we love football.
You've got
crazy.
40 seconds in between plays.
It's crazy.
And a play lasts 5 seconds.
Yes.
So you've got what? 8 times more downtime potentially than on time.
That's right. You guys, speaking of stuff that is out there for consumption, there's so much programming, man. We say that a lot with all the different services. Anybody hear about the new Netflix Kaleidoscope? The one with, what's his name? Giancarlo Esposito, I think his name. Who played Gus Fring?
Oh.
I think his name is Giancarlo Esposito, I believe.
I saw it
what
as
is
I was
the show?
Perusing
it's
it.
It's called Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, I saw the
I watched the
quick
first
teaser of it.
Three episodes.
Ooh, it's out. What's it about?
It's a heist. It's a heist series. I love a good heist.
Yeah.
You know?
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
All right.
And
I'll
but the weird,
that.
The crazy thing why everybody's talking about it is do you know about this? You're nodding your head in there. Are you aware of this?
I haven't started it yet, but I'm aware. But I was nodding my head because just heist, any situation for a heist movie, I'm in.
Like,
I'm
give
in.
Me a heist.
How many
concept?
Episodes?
I think it's like 8 or 9, but you're not, it's weird because they're not in any specific order. So they basically encourage you, and it's nonlinear as they're telling the story. You've got like the heist, and then it jumps back to like
little,
7 years prior, and then 6 weeks.
Little usual suspects angle?
Yeah, kind of. Like it's this nonlinear thing.
But they're telling
where
you to watch episodes out of order?
They're not even telling you that. They're not suggesting that you do watch them in any specific order, though. They're not labeled. You know how normally episode 1, 2, they're not labeled. And, like, they're basically saying you can watch it in any order and experience it however you like because it jumps around.
That's too much to think about for me.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
Keep it fucking simple.
I watched 3 episodes.
And you were into it. You loved it.
It's pretty fucking good, you guys.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. The only thing is, depending on the order of episodes in which you watch, everybody might have you'll have a completely different experience.
And I think that's what they were going for. They're trying something different.
But you wonder, you know, some people might hate it just depending on the order in which they arbitrarily picked them. But it's intriguing. I'll check it out.
I like it, and I'm a sucker I think we probably all are. I mean, I think most dudes probably are. Most, a lot of women, too. I don't know. But I'm just a sucker for good heist.
Did you?
Setting up the heist, and I fucking love
it. Did you see the show Your Honor? It was on Showtime.
No.
It's the guy that was in Breaking Bad. What's it? Bryan Cranston?
Bryan Cranston, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Season 2 comes out, I think, January 14th. Season 1 was really good.
I've seen highlights of that, actually. Yes. He's a judge?
Yes. Yes, and his son, has an issue.
Yeah, no, his son, yeah. I watched the first episodes
but
of it.
But there's a season 2
son
now.
Son got in an accident. Yes. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
He's just good.
There was
he's
death.
Good. And there's a good mob angle to it
as
well.
Oh, is there?
Well,
I like that. Really I'm always a sucker it's for that, too,
Tommy. It's based in New Orleans, all so right. It's like, it's a good show.
You mentioned heist. It's not quite a heist, but there's some heist element to it. I just watched Emily the Criminal. With Aubrey.
I saw that.
What'd you think?
Emily the Criminal.
Aubrey Plaza.
I thought it was about 30 Lotus. Or 40 minutes too long. Like, I initially I thought it was okay, and then it just kind of droned
on. Movie?
Yes, on Netflix.
I saw
Netflix.
It.
Yeah, yeah. It just dropped.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's about
the one
a credit card scam.
She went to South America.
Correct.
Yes, at the end.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of... kind of rudimentary at times.
I was going to say,
yes, it went from here to here to here.
Yeah.
Like, there were never any consequences for anything.
It was solid, but it ended up, like, left you wanting a little more of a payoff.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I'll have to maybe
but
watch
it. But I thought it was good.
The reason
it showed the desperation of an individual and what they're willing to do to make it sometimes.
And with...
She was in White Lotus season 2.
Yes, yes.
Which one is she?
Aubrey Plaza. She's the one...
Dark-haired brunette.
She was the
White
wife
Lotus.
Of...
Ethan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I
saw that one.
I thought White Lotus.
So you know what?
Great.
I gave another one. I don't know if you two guys have seen it. The Gentleman. I gave that.
That's
a spin
good.
Again
yeah,
yesterday.
I watched.
Who's in that?
I watched it.
Oh God, it's Matthew.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. Very good. He's
the Englishman.
Yes, the car. Like they've got a. Don't they have?
She's got a chop shop.
It's a weed business.
The weed business. The wife's got a chop shop.
That's very good.
It's really good. I mean, it's a Guy Ritchie movie. So if you like sort of that fast paced, snippy dialogue,
you love the use of the word,
dude. Can we say it? It's such a dirty word.
But not in England. They use it all the time.
This is the one. You were gone. I used that word. That's what I was referencing.
So the word.
The word.
Again, we're on unhinged here. It real. I don't use this word. It is such a filthy word.
Cunt.
But what I love is in English vernacular, in English.
It's used 100 times in the movie.
Dude, they fucking use that term so
on a daily basis.
Dirty on a daily basis. This cunt here, that cunt there, some dirty cunt over there.
A bloody cunt.
A bloody cunt. I mean, their use of that term amazes me and how freely they use it. And it's a word that
it makes you smile like a child, doesn't
it? Dude, it's unbelievable. And it's a word I have as bad of a mouth as anybody. And that's a word I stay away from because
it is
so dirty and awful.
I didn't recognize the woman who was the lead in there.
Wife?
Yeah,
I didn't either, but she was great.
I didn't recognize her, but she was fantastic.
Yeah.
She's
at the beginning, when they're starting to describe some of the chicanery that's going on, she goes, there's a whole lot of fuckery going on.
Yeah, a whole lot of fuckery.
I sat there and I go, that is the perfect explanation. There's a whole lot of fun.
I could listen to English people swear in their certain vernacular and just get a kick. I just get a kick out of it. I don't know why. I don't know if they think the same thing about us.
I put on Instagram the other day where the little kid wanted a bike and he got a motor scooter.
Fucking hilarious.
He goes, oh, I hate fucking Christmas.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah.
He's this like, fucking
school. I want a fucking bike, you cunt.
Yeah, no, he didn't say that.
I know.
And at the end, he goes, it's fucking shite.
I just love the way they swear.
She was in Downtown Abbey.
Yeah. She's good.
She's very good.
She's very good.
All right, boys, before we get out of here, what's everybody hard for?
Ooh.
Brought to you by Blue Chew. Remember, you get a free month supply, bluechew.com. Use the promo code unhinged at checkout, and you'll get a free month's supply of Blue Chew. All right, new you. Don't be shy.
Do you know what I'm hard for? I'm hard for Texans Colts.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm hard that the Bears might have the number one overall pick.
Yes, if the Texans beat the Colts and the Bears do what they're supposed to do and lose to the Vikings, the Bears will have the number one pick in the draft. First time ever.
Never,
right?
They've never had the number one pick ever.
What do they do with it?
I don't know. We're going to spend the next 3 months debating that ad nauseum, boys. You talk about beating a dead horse. By the time we get to the end of April, that's what we're going to have done.
It's a good problem for us to have.
Yeah,
It's
fun.
Conversation to have.
We're going
to
be drafted out, though, I think, by the time it finally happens.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. If we have the first pick, where is the draft this year?
It's in Vegas? Kansas City, isn't it?
Always in Kansas City.
It's in KC.
Yes, I think. Yeah,
if the Bears have the number one pick, we have to go, don't we?
That'd be great. It's a good point. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Live draft show in KC. I would do it.
Oh, it's exciting.
You know, I've never been to Kansas City.
I have.
I know you have. You've been everywhere. You played in a lot of
places. I've only been
there. Missouri and Kansas City.
You play in Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've been to both Kansas City.
I've heard Arrowhead's pretty legit.
Arrowhead and Rich Stadium in Buffalo, both outdoor venues, two of the loudest stadiums I was ever
in. I've heard Arrowhead's legit.
Yeah, what is their thing in Kansas City? Are they incomplete or first down? Which one are they?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because Denver has one, and Kansas City has the other one. I think Kansas City's is first down.
First down.
All I remember is
the one in Denver, I think, is incomplete.
I think you're right. Yeah. Right.
All I remember about being in Kansas City is, you know that video where you're like the big kid holds his hand out, and little kid, he puts his hand on his head, he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Albert Lewis did that to me.
That's
for
awesome.
3 hours, and I couldn't do anything. Just put his hand long arms, just put his hand on my arm.
We ain't got enough time, though. They've got the final 15 in the Hall of Fame, too.
Oh, yeah, boy. We'll talk about that on the show.
Today. Yeah,
that's not a topic.
I know, I get it, but I'm just saying it's out there, and of course, all the Devin
all right, save it for the
fans. He already texted me last night.
Like termites and cockroaches. I got to listen to him now.
Stop it.
What are you hard for, Mellor?
Dude, I'm hard for January football. You mentioned it. The NFL playoffs. We've got the College Football National Championship, TC. See you, a big dog. Listen, I just love football in January. It really doesn't get any better.
It's great. I'm with you. Playoffs right around the corner. That first weekend will be awesome with the added action and the added game and a Monday night game. I love it. Yurik, what are you hard for?
I'm hard for the first scotch I'm going to have later on today.
Okay. I know you would never mix Macallan 12 with Coke, even if you were.
No, never. No,
thank
scotch
God.
Is never taken with anything.
Thank God.
Scotch is either straight on the rocks or neat.
Or just a little splash of water.
You know, maybe a splash of water.
If you do, I'm going to.
Just open it up.
Yeah.
The water.
You don't
put nothing with scotch.
Nothing.
No. Or bourbon. You shouldn't nothing. Put it in.
You don't do it the way you like.
You don't put fruit in there. No. You don't put nothing in there. It is just scotch.
God bless.
All right, boys. What are you hard for?
I'm with Tommy. I am hard for the fact that the Bears might be getting the number one overall pick. Go Texans. I hate cheering for losses in a 10-game losing streak for our beloved, but it's the best thing for them right now.
I don't really care.
I don't care.
Vikings have to win too, don't they?
I don't think they have much to play for.
But a home game. It could be.
But it could be the. It could mean a second home game.
It could if they win.
It could mean a second home game. I guess that's
like,
true.
It could
be
a 2 seed. Like if they win, the Niners lose, they'll be the 2 seed.
Yeah, but I don't think, and they might want.
Listen,
they might want to stay at 3 because then they get the Giants. They might want that, right?
In
Arizona,
as opposed to the 7 seed in the Packers.
In Arizona, with who's starting? They announced who's starting. Who's starting?
Is David Blau again?
Yeah, David Blau. Yeah. I mean, are they going to beat the Niners? I don't know.
I doubt it. I don't think Jared Stidham was going to come in and light him up and push him to overtime.
I had that game at 3.5. I got fucked.
Yeah, you did.
Like that.
Yeah,
they get the touchdown, and then you're saying number one defense in the league. There's no chance Stidham's going the full length of the field in 1:03.
Come on, bloody cunts fucked you for sure.
Listen, we got Chauncey's party to get to.
All right, let's go.
You got proper fuck, Tommy.
You guys,
Tommy, what do you need?
We'll be back with you next week, and Sylvie will be back, and go ahead, Melody.
Tommy, go fuck yourself.